Hi, my name is Kyle, and I'm interviewing my grandpa named George. We're going to talk about how it was like to grow up. So, what was life like in Hawaii in the 40s and 50s?
It was really bad, but in some sense it was beautiful because everything is free and leisure time. You're happy-go-lucky. I'm a person that enjoys life. And I was sharing with things with some other kids. I can remember 1946. They had a big tidal wave. And this is where an old gentleman, picked me up. And this is where I got kind of scared because I see a wave go over a coconut tree, you know. I said, wow, this is fantastic. Like I said, whoa. You know, I never see a big wave go over a coconut tree with an icebox refrigerator going over with it. But this old gentleman, grabbed me and put him in his truck. So then I didn't see my parents till midnight that night at the church. They thought I was washed away in the river because at that time we lost the whole town, Waikea. And it was so amazing that I lost a lot of my classmates and school members. So, you know, that's why I say people gotta enjoy life more because life is so precious.
How was it different for you when you came here?
When I came here, I wanted to explore myself. What is the difference from living in Hawaii and all my dreams? I wanted to expand myself. Well, what's the next in the mainland United States? What's it all about? You know.
Yeah.
So I told my mom I wanted to go to Honolulu. She said, "Go for it." So I stayed there. An opportunity knocks at me because I got a scholarship going to Boise. At that time, a Boise Junior College in Idaho, which I'm the only first family member went to a college, junior college.
So. When you came here, what was the first job after college?
The first, I was working at working like a clerk, working in a pants factory, you know, picking up pants. And then after that, I got opportunity. A friend of mine got me into a job in photography, so I got that, and I learned a lot of photography, you know. Then did pretty good, you know. Then after that, I worked a couple of years, and then I went back to Hawaii. And, you know, then from there, I came back to Los Angeles. Then that's where I met my wife. Then the story got married, and that's how
we all started.
Yeah, but like I say, you always have to look for your goal, what you want to be. Don't be afraid to be, you know, just because it's this. Because this opportunity only comes once in your lifetime.
Yeah. So, about Grandma, how did you meet her?
I met her in Hawaii. Every Sunday we used to play softball. So a friend of mine, they all came together. I met her, and I trying to fix my good friend with her to date. But that didn't work out, so I ended up staying with her. So Grandma and I, we went to, 2 years dating, you know, going out. And so after 2 years, then 1969, we got married. And 2 years later, then...
Had my dad.
Yeah, you had your dad. And your dad was so stubborn to come out of the hospital. Went in there, took almost like all night, all day. Very stubborn to come out. But see, this was precious things you don't forget, you know.
Thank you, Grandpa, for letting me interview you.
All right.